With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana added 1,475 new COVID-19 cases today and announced 6 more deaths from the virus. 53 Montanans have died from COVID-19 over the past week, bringing the state's total death count to 567. The Montana Department of Corrections announced today a third inmate at the state prison has died from the virus. Counties continue to note high positivity rates and are announcing a growing inability to test close contacts to positive cases who are asymptomatic. Schools are also struggling to keep students and staff in the classroom. Kirk Miller, with School Administrators of Montana, says there's no way to count the number of schools that have shifted to remote learning, but says many districts have done so through the end of the month. Counties are continuing to update local health orders in light of Governor Steve Bullock's announcement that statewide restrictions will go into place today. Bullock's orders reduce allowed capacity at bars, restaurants, breweries, and casinos from 75% to 50% and requires those businesses to close at 10 p.m. Bullock is also restricting gatherings to 25 people when social distancing cannot occur. The governor's updated mandate extends the requirement of face coverings for certain indoor places to all counties. Faith leaders across Montana have signed a pledge to encourage people to stay home and safe and to prioritize remote worship services during the upcoming holidays amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. Lewis and Clark County public health officials are recommending the 2021 legislative session be held remotely amid growing concerns of COVID-19 spread this winter. MTPR's Shaylee Rigger reports the recommendation comes a day after lawmakers gathered in the statehouse for caucus meetings.
The Lewis and Clark City County Board of Health addressed a letter to newly elected party leaders advising them to hold the upcoming legislative session virtually. The letter notes sharp increases in daily reported COVID-19 cases, hospitals reaching capacity, and people dying from the respiratory virus. The board says that holding the session virtually rather than in person would, quote, best protect legislators, staff, and the public from exposure, unquote. During this week's caucus meetings, many Democrats attended via video calls, and many Republicans showed up in person, few wearing masks. Lawmakers have yet to decide how they'll hold the session, whether that be in person, virtually, or a hybrid of the two. They're expected to schedule a meeting to hash it out in the coming weeks. The 2021 session is scheduled to start January 4th. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's unemployment rate fell to 4.9% in October, down from 5.4% in September. The unemployment rate remains below the national average of 6.9% in October, but is still above the pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%. The state gained 3,700 jobs from September to October, including 1,200 jobs in payroll employment. However, new applications for unemployment assistance in Montana were on the rise last week. About 38% of those eligible for unemployment payments have been unemployed at some point during the pandemic. Governor Steve Bullock said that Montana's economic recovery depends on the state's ability to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Montana Governor-elect Greg Gianforte said he will expand his COVID-19 task force that will help guide his administration's response to the pandemic. The announcement follows Gianforte's announcement earlier this week that he received his first COVID briefing from state and federal officials. The 11 new members of the group include other statewide elected Republicans, healthcare association and foundation leaders, medical experts, and former U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. The group joins more than 20 previous appointments to the task force, including business owners, school administrators, officials with hospitals and long-term care facilities, and a Fort Peck tribal board member. Where Gianforte has tapped numerous members of the private sector for his task force, Governor Steve Bullock leaned on state government agencies to prepare a response to the pandemic. His administration also stood up a second task force with private business interests to weigh in on financial relief during the pandemic. Montana State Park set a record this year with 3 million visitors. It's a nearly 25% jump compared to last year. Flathead Lake State Park was the busiest with more than 400,000 visitors, while many lakes and landscapes saw a boost over last year's visit, notably Makoshika State Park near Glendive with a 45% increase. Some, like Giant Springs and Great Falls, saw a tiny dip. Montana wildlife officials have approved new regulations that aim to prevent overcrowding on the Madison River. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission voted unanimously Wednesday for provisions that would limit commercial use on some parts of the river. The plan will be implemented in three parts. The first involves gathering data on non-commercial use and creating a working group for the river, which flows through Yellowstone National Park. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the second would implement a cap on commercial use, and the third would test restricting certain actions on the river on certain days. The rules are expected to be implemented starting on Christmas Day. Faith leaders across Montana have signed a pledge to encourage people to stay home and safe and to prioritize remote worship services during the upcoming holidays amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. More than 53,000 Montanans have tested positive for COVID-19, including 1,475 cases announced Friday. Lewis and Clark County public health officials are recommending the 2021 legislative session be held remotely amid growing concerns of COVID-19 spread this winter. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports the recommendation comes a day after lawmakers gathered in the Statehouse for caucus meetings.
The Lewis and Clark City County Board of Health addressed a letter to newly elected party leaders, advising them to hold the upcoming legislative session virtually. The letter notes sharp increases in daily reported COVID-19 cases, hospitals reaching capacity, and people dying from the respiratory virus. The board says that holding the session virtually rather than in person would, quote, best protect legislators, staff, and the public from exposure, unquote. During this week's caucus meetings, many Democrats attended via video calls, and many Republicans showed up in person, few wearing masks. Lawmakers have yet to decide how they'll hold the session, whether that be in person, virtually, or a hybrid of the two. They're expected to schedule a meeting to hash it out in the coming weeks. The 2021 session is scheduled to start January 4th. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.